Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, Radio Adelaide's Zoe Cadendez talked me through about the federal government being criticised for only raising the job seeker benefit by $50 per fortnight, and updates to Brittany Higgins, the former parliamentary staffer who alleged she was raped in the ministerial office. We began by talking about Facebook reversing its ban on Australian news organisations. And a word of warning, parts of this interview discusses sexual assault.
So it was last week, just after I pretty much hung up the phone for doing this segment and speaking with you, that everything went haywire for Facebook in Australia. So Facebook took down all pretty much news, Facebook sites, in this big kind of tantrum that they threw because they didn't want to sign Australia's news bargaining code laws. Unfortunately, there were some pretty awful mistakes made in the deleting of all the Facebook websites. We had places like Queensland Health and South Australia Health, their pages get completely taken down. Also Western Sydney and ACT's health pages. We had Australian trade unions. We had Fire and Rescue New South Wales. And Bureau of Meteorology gone, and then some pretty really clumsy mistakes like the domestic violence helpline 1-800-RESPECT here in Australia and Women's Legal Services New South Wales were taken down. It was so unbelievably messy and clumsy on Facebook, and it really did cause a massive stir here in the country.
That's really problematic, but has it changed your way personally in how you receive news?
So I personally didn't use Facebook before this controversy, but you can see the rhetoric changing here in the country, people's mistrust of Facebook, and sort of people were a bit, it feels like it was a big attack on everyone, in Australia, even though, it wasn't really, but, it felt like it was. So there's definitely a distrust and towards Facebook, but I'm not sure if it's going to entirely socially and culturally change the way that people in Australia receive their news. I mean, I can't remember the stats, but it was massive the amount of people who the only news that they receive is through their Facebook feed. So, I'm not sure if it's going to change that just yet, but, I don't want to speak too soon.
Right. I guess this is a huge mess for either of everyone, but any idea why Facebook suddenly changed tack?
Yeah, so Facebook said it will be bringing back its blocked Australian sites for the news companies and things that were blocked. This is sort of after the government agreed to make amendments to this proposed media bargaining law that, would force major tech giants and places like Google and Facebook to pay news outlets for their content. So we don't know the entire details, but we do know that our treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg were hanging out and had some discussions and were speaking over the phone or whatever and trying to discuss this and get to the bottom of it. Facebook said it was pleased that the company could reach an agreement with the government and that their blocked Australian users, unblocking the site from the last week's debacle, and it's all already kind of happening. This media bargaining code is kind of structured so that if Facebook and Google did not sign the commercial deals with traditional media outlets, the treasurer could sort of force them to pay for access to the news content. So I've I've explained that quite simply, and it is very complex, please understand, but yeah, we're starting to see some changes to this law now, and we'll see how it changes more in the future.
Right. Okay, moving on. Now, the federal government has kind of increased their benefits, their job seeker benefit.
Oh my God, if you could even slip and say that. So this is probably the most ridiculous thing you'll ever hear in your life. So I don't know if you've all heard me harp on about the job keeper, the job seeker welfare benefit that we get paid here in Australia. So this is if you're over 25, I believe, and you're seeking work. This is the Centrelink payment that you'll go on. It's called Job Seeker. If we don't count the coronavirus supplement that we saw added on to the payment for about March to September last year, this rate hasn't been raised in 27 years. So the year I was born, it hasn't been raised at all. And then this week, we know that the coronavirus supplement has been decreasing slowly since September last year and will now end in April, on April the 1st. So the government have announced that they will be adding on an extra $50 a fortnight to increase the payment, and they've had a bit of a take-it-or-leave-it attitude. It's devastating. I'm mad, but it's really devastating. This still makes people on these welfare payments on below the poverty line here in Australia. So they will be getting an extra $4 a day, something like that, which still would make them under the poverty line. And it's just, it's awful. The unemployment welfare union and anti-poverty here in Australia have been pushing and fighting. The Raise the Rate campaign have been fighting for so long to get a raise to this rate. And $50 a fortnight is, it's a disgrace. The government should be very ashamed of themselves, and they need to increase the rate more. And they've also increased the criteria for you to be able to get the payment. So, for example, I think when you're on it, you have to apply for like 20 jobs, like a fortnight, and they've made this criteria much stricter. And for example, if you are on Job Seeker and you go for a job interview and you don't want the job, they offer you the job but you actually don't want it, that workplace can dob you in to the Centrelink where you receive the payment, and you will get penalised and you will not receive your payment. So some really disgusting behaviour like that I just can't believe that this government can justify in any way. It's an absolute disgrace, and it's a shame for the whole country.
Right. So my recap on this. So the $25 in quote unquote increase in job seeker benefit is due to the coronavirus supplement ending, and the federal government's just transferred what's left to the benefits. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. So the coronavirus supplement will end, and then this $50 a fortnight will be the new baseline.
Now, there has been updates in the Brittany Higgins saga.
So yes, this next story, I'll be talking of instances of sexual assault and rape. So if you don't want to hear that, just turn down your radios for a quick moment. So the Brittany Higgins story has been developing a lot over the past week since I spoke about it. So Brittany Higgins was a former staffer in 2019 in Parliament House, and she has come out with her story that she was raped in Parliament House by a fellow staffer in Parliament, and I have to say allegedly. There has been now several inquiries that have come out of this these allegations. So there's going to be a workplace culture inquiry. This was the first inquiry that was announced by the Prime Minister. And support for staffers, they're going to be doing an inquiry into this. They'll be doing an inquiry into workplace culture in Parliament. They'll also be doing an inquiry into who in the office knew of the initial Higgins allegations and when they knew and what they did about it. And then finally, there'll also be a police inquiry into this as well. So, Brittany has done an incredible job of rallying that all together, and it's her story that has helped catapult this massive change and look into Parliament. And we can only hope that this will continue to spark investigations and that these investigations get to the bottom of things and we can better understand how Parliament needs to radically change in its culture.
And I understand that as of yesterday, Brittany Higgins' former boss, now Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, has been admitted to hospital.
Yes, she has. So she will take a period of medical leave after more than a week of, you know, this escalating Brittany Higgins story. She was due on Wednesday to address the National Press Club, which was the same day Higgins was expected to make a formal statement to police detailing the sexual assault allegations. But the Minister's office released a statement earlier in that day saying she would take a period of medical leave following advice from her cardiologist relating to a pre-existing medical condition. This is particularly of note, not because it's just, you know, someone who's ill, but we've seen other Liberal MPs also move and come independent, and we're starting to see a few different people leave. It's just obviously very particularly interesting timing that the boss of Brittany Higgins is now on leave when this is all happening. So I just think that's very noteworthy to know moving forward and seeing how this story develops.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.